Hello everyone, welcome. Today we'll be talking about the University of Niche. Do you all hear me okay? Please raise your hand if you do. Okay, perfect. So thanks for asking your questions in the Q&A. Please ask them there and one of our students will answer as soon as he sees them. So we have two students today who are from Ukraine, who transferred into the fifth year, second semester in Niche. And they will be talking to you and telling you more about their experience. Shinga, are you able to start while we're waiting for Emma?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect.
Hello.
So oh, Shinga, okay. Can you introduce yourself a little bit and let's take it from there?
Well, my name is Shinga. Obviously, what he said is I'm coming from Ukraine. I was in Vinnytsia, and I was in my final year of medicine until the whole situation, the invasion of Russia happened. So I had to make a decision to transfer because I didn't think it was going to be safe for me to continue my studies there. And I did believe that it's going to affect my future when it comes to getting my license by the GMC. So I started to work with Medlink as to find somewhere else to transfer, and they gave me the opportunity of Serbia. So yeah, well, once we got into Serbia, we got to check out the university, got to meet some representatives from Medlink. They made it sort of very comfortable and sort of reassured that you're finally safe and you're going to be continuing your studies. So that was pretty good. And so right now, I'm in my fifth year, second semester. I will be writing some exams soon. But then in October, that's when I'll be able to start my final year. Hello?
Yes, sorry about that. We're just having some technical issues trying to get Emma to join. Yes, okay. Let me just send you the questions because I can't promote you to panelists for some reason. It's a new version of Zoom and it's very difficult. Okay, so I'll send you the questions now, Shinga, if you go through them. Do you see them?
Okay, just one second. Yes, I do.
So ask your questions, guys, in the Q&A, and Shinga will go through them one by one and answer your questions. He'll tell you more about his experience in the university for the last few weeks.
As for the term dates for Nice, usually the semesters for the winter semester, it starts in October, and I believe the spring semester begins in, I think, March. So it's divided into two semesters, and I think there is a Christmas holiday. Someone asked a question about how much clinical exposure have I been receiving. I've been receiving quite a lot of clinical exposure. I think it was the second day I got to the university. We went to obstetrics and gynecology, and immediately the professor was so enthusiastic into showing us a childbirth. And I was like, wow, already, like, it was nice to have that experience of the professors wanting to show us the patients and have that sort of clinical experience of how to deal with different things. So for gynecology, surgery, occupational therapy, endocrinology, every subject, you're 100% going to get clinical exposure.
So while Shinga is reviewing the questions, I'll tell you a little bit as well about how we organized this. So we approached the university, meddling students approached the university a few months ago, and we've been working with them to try and set up for students a transfer to a program that is very similar to the Dnipro program. That way you'll be able to continue where you left off, plus give or take, plus or minus, some subjects that you will have to also do on top of the year or not do because you did already in Dnipro. The studies are in person. What we've done is organized with them as an exclusive partnership like we used to have with Dnipro, for example. We help students like Shingo who want to transfer into the final year because they were fifth or sixth year in Dnipro. And you'll be able to do the fifth year, second semester. Now, we only have a few days left for this to happen. Shing has been doing it with two or three other students in the fifth year. And then in October, they'll continue from the sixth year. So we organize this. We do all the paperwork. We do everything. You just arrive and start studying. That's all you need to do. Okay, carry on. Hopefully that gave you some time, Shinga, to review the questions.
Someone asked, is there any halal food options in Serbia and is Islamophobic? For the food options, I'll be honest, I'm not too sure about that. But then in terms of Islamophobia, there's nothing like that. The Serbian people are very friendly. Majority of them speak English or basic English. So you won't like feel that hostility because I remember there's quite some Islamophobia in Ukraine, but in Serbia, you won't see any of that. They're pretty friendly when it comes to other people coming inside. Yes, I said I was in my, in Ukraine, in Vinnytsia, I was in my final year. Can I join in year four after I finish year three in Ukraine? I think it depends on your, what you have on your transcript. So I think once you start the application process, then you have a very good idea of whether you can be admitted into your year four, but I think that's very much possible. How is the experience so far for your niece? It's pretty good. It's nice, very good weather, very nice people. I can't really complain. There's nothing negative I can say about Serbia at all. Everything is just, it's the perfect environment for you to be a student and to be yourself. So I pretty much recommend Serbia. To be honest, like I was saying this to my parents the other day, that if we had found Serbia earlier before looking at Ukraine then and actually gone into Serbia to see it, then I would have chosen Serbia. But then it's so, I don't know, it goes under the radar, some of these things. Is there a state exam in Serbia like CROP 2 in Ukraine? As far as what the some of the professors have told us, they told us that for the final year, it's going to be split into half where you do internship clinical rotations, and then the other ones you'll be doing your classes. And they said that once you finish your classes, you're basically finished. You can get your diploma. However, you will need to complete the your internship, and I think you will also have to do a presentation, depending on the topic that you're given, and that's it. What are the fees, and are we able to transfer to the fifth year directly? For the fees, it's 5,500 euros. And if you're able to transfer to fifth year directly. It depends on you personally, what situation you're in now. If you're in sixth year, then transferring now into your, you can go into your fifth year second semester so that in October you can start your final year. But if you're in your fourth year, if you have your transcript, then I'm sure that you'll be able to go into your fifth year. In comparison to Ukraine, what is the standard of teaching in Nice like? Oh, the teaching is very good. It's got a higher standard, trust me. Because of their English and the way they speak, you don't have any problems understanding what they're telling you or trying to teach you. And it's also their enthusiasm with you. Like, they're very engaged and wanting to teach you from pathophysiology to the symptoms, every clinical knowledge they will give you, and they'll also show you and provide you with different case studies for you to see and learn what they're actually doing, and which is pretty good. And I believe that it's a very high standard as compared to Ukraine, because you could get some teachers that weren't able to speak English, or they were a bit lazy. So you wouldn't really understand and learn as much as you expect. But in Serbia, you can definitely expect to learn quite a lot. What are the visa requirements? For the visa requirements, I think you need to, if you speak to Medlink, they'll provide all the details for you. How long did I study in Ukraine? Well, I studied in Ukraine for 7 years. I did the pre-course for 1 year, and then for 6 years, so basically seven. What is the teaching like? Are you based in hospitals? Yeah, most of your classes are going to be based in hospitals, majority of them, yeah. How much are the transfer fees? You got to speak to Medlink about that one. Is Nice multicultural, like colored people? To some extent, it is. There's quite a variety of people. You have people from, obviously from the UK, people from Greece, people from Jordan, India. So there's quite a diverse population, which is nice. How much did I pay for the transfer altogether? I think it was around 3,000. Have you been able to find accommodation? As for accommodation, I should be moving to my new apartment this week. It depends on the standard of apartment you want. So the prices can vary from 200 euros to about 400, 500 euros. Obviously, if you get a 500 euro apartment, then you're going to get the best of the best. But me, I just want something comfortable, decent, and I'll be able to sleep, cook, study, and I'll be happy. Are diplomas issued on time after the final exams? I believe so, yeah. Do you find that it is more practical at Nice? If so, what, how much more? Do you have the resources to practice clinical skills? Are you provided with simulations, etc.? As for the practical skills, once you go into the hospitals, they're going to make you engage with the patients and practice your skills. And if you do struggle, they will help you and teach you the things that you need to know. So that's not going to be a problem. And when it comes to the material, they have quite a lot of online lessons that they have. And once you access the website, then all the information is there for you. Even if it's clinical skills, you can learn there as well. Can the entrance exam be avoided if you come in through Medlinks into year four? Yeah, from what I understand is that Medlink have been able to negotiate on our behalf or for students in Ukraine that they don't have to write the exam. So that's not going to be a problem. You shouldn't stress about that. Do you get Christmas holidays and Easter holidays? I think so, yeah. Is it easy to organize accommodation? What is the cost of living? Yeah, as for storing our accommodation, I've been here for at least 2 weeks. And I think the first week I was a bit lazy, but then this week I went to see different apartments, literally. And I've seen at least three so far, and I've already made a decision that this is the apartment I want. And next week I'm going to be moving in. So it's not going to be a problem. As for cost of living, the cost of living is quite similar to Ukraine. Things are cheap. Obviously, the currency is a bit different because they use the Serbian dinar in euros. So you've got to adapt to that a little bit. But then once you get comfortable with it, you realize that it's almost similar to Ukraine. In terms of exams, is it oral or written? And how often do we have it compared to DMI, where we have two state exams? When it comes to the exams, it depends on the class that you're having. So, for example, for my pediatric class that I'm having, it's going to be divided into three parts. It's going to be multiple choice. Then it's going to be a oral examination. And then finally, it's going to be a small presentation. But usually it's going to be a mixture of both multiple choice and an oral examination. 1 second. What is your typical week timetable look like for you? My typical week, every day I'm attending class. I have occupational medicine. I have gynecology obstetrics. I have endocrinology surgery, pediatric surgery. I think I've received my timetable, but they said they're going to fill in more subjects into it because of the exams that I personally need to finish. But then my timetable, it's got classes and it's busy. Can you continue as you are finishing fourth year DMI this year, then from October you go into fifth year? So yeah, if you enter fourth year second semester October, you'll be in fifth. Do you require residency card visa to live in Serbia? Entering Serbia, you don't need any visa permit. If you're a UK passport holder or European, you don't have a problem with that. That's from my knowledge, that's what I know. As for a residence permit, I think later on the line, you will need to get one, yeah. Are there opportunities to redo the fifth year second semester rotations in the summer? Yeah, the exams are... The nice thing about it is that the exam period has already started. But then since we've come later than usual because of our circumstances, you have an opportunity to do the exams in June, July, August, and September. So you do have some time to catch up with anything that you need to catch up with. Does the city have much nightlife? Yeah, I believe so. I think I went, I checked out the area yesterday and it was pretty nice. People are very friendly. There's no sort of, violence of, you know how people get drunk and they like to be violent. There was none of that. Finding a house or for rent, what has been the procedure, costs and all? If you speak to the representatives of Medlink here, they'll be able to give you some websites and you can go through the pricing, the location and everything to be apartment or house that fits your standards. So it depends on you and how much you really want to afford. Do I need transcripts to transfer? Yeah, you do need your transcripts to transfer. Is there an actual campus? Yes, there's a campus. I'm literally 2 minutes away from the campus. How much does rent and food cost per month? I've only been here for 2 weeks, but so far it's pretty affordable. I'll say maximum, if you're going to have rent and food, you could be looking about maybe 300, 400. Is it GMC recognized? I believe so, it is, yeah. Are there many English students? So to speak, there's more students coming, so the numbers of English-speaking students will increase, definitely. Do you find it easy to get used to a new environment compared to Ukraine? 100%. The fact that the local people speak English, it's already feeling sort of like you're at home. So you don't have that that time period of having to adapt. It's very easy. It's a very easy life. I'm a medic student. I'm in fourth year of dentistry, living in Canada. Nice. And would like to know if I transfer to the University of Nisa and I finish there. My study, when I come back to Canada, they will accept it for equivalency. You will have to speak to your medical council that's in Canada. I don't know the procedures and protocols, what they're looking for. What is the city like? The city it's beautiful. It's nice. It's a small city, so everything is quite near to you. So literally from the medical university, the city center, it's a walkable distance. So everything is not too far away from each other. What are the tuition fees? The tuition fees are 5.5 euros. If I finish year three with Dnipro, can I join year four in September, October? Personally, I think it would be better if you transfer now into Nice third year, second semester, then you'll be able to start your fourth year in October. How are the exams? Like Ukraine, do you get graded daily or monthly or termly? I think you get graded at the end of the semester. It's not like Ukraine, where every day it feels like you're getting an exam. How is fifth year second semester assessed as well as sixth year end exams? Well, for fifth year second semester, all the subjects that you're going to be doing, you're going to have an exam at the end, and it depends on their style of the exams, whether you need to do present your clinical skills or oral examination. So it's a mixture of the two. So it'll be best to get prepared for that. And for the sixth year, it's split into two, where you do your exams for your subjects and then you do your internship. How is teaching compared to Ukraine? The teaching is much better. Like once you come here and you experience it for yourself, then you can understand that. You can say to yourself, yeah, it's actually true. The teaching is much, much better. The quality, the standards, you're very confident that this person knows what they're talking about. And as soon as something comes out their mouth, you're writing it down on your notepad. Very informative. Did you get transcripts? How easy was the process? Good parts that need improving. As for my situation, I think everybody's situation is different, because I was able to get my my transcripts beforehand, so I can't really give you a general assessment of it, because I think everybody's situation is a bit different. How many students are there?
Sorry, Shinga.
So far they are.
Do you hear me, Shinga? Do you mind if we let Emma answer some questions? You're doing amazing answering so many questions. Should we give you a break and ask Emma to step in? Is that okay?
Please.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Emma. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Yeah. So can you hear me, everybody? You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the first question I had is about transcripts. The transcripts are coming, so they allow you to start at university before you get your transcripts. So it's very lucky. And Medlinks have the exclusive contract with the university, and they will be providing the university with everybody's transcripts. So everyone that's worried about transcripts, don't worry. Everything's sorted out, and Medlinks have already made those steps, and everyone that transfers here will get their transcripts. But in any case, they've already signed an exclusive contract, so you can start straight away. So we've already started, and I mean, there's been no hassle. We've been able to get our welcome letters from the university. So when you went to the NEPO, you get that welcome letter. So they will already draft that up for you. Other things that you need to do will be your sanitary exam booklet that they'll do when you get here. And you don't really need anything else. And because Medlink has an exclusive contract, the students that come here, they will be guaranteed to get their transcripts and everything sorted by Medlink. So that should put anybody's worries to rest.
Yeah, just to add to that, we have spoken to the university and we explained the situation, and we agreed with them that we will provide the transcripts within 6 months of you starting. So we will help you, we will take care of that, so you can just come and start studying. Okay, sorry to interrupt you, Emma, carry on.
How many students are there in the group? At the moment we have 4 in our year, but there are bigger groups. So for example, the Serbian students, well, they're a mixed group of Serbian, Greek, one girl, I think German, Bulgarian. They were much more, there was like 10 or 13 in that group of students, but they've got quite a lot of students here. So, and the doctors, which is really nice, the doctors that are teaching us have graduated from the uni. So, you know, they give us all feedback, and these are the doctors that you'll be training under. And they're amazing. Like I've done clinical experience in different countries, and I can't complain about this. In fact, a lot of the clinical contacts you get here are better than I've seen even in the UK, to be honest. So I really enjoy it. And I think that's what's the most important. You need to get that clinical experience. And that's what I enjoy here. I was so amazed how quick they got us in. We thought it would take time, but straight away we're in pediatrics, straight away we're in obs and gynae, doing speculum. We did a speculum exam. We looked at a few women who had placenta abruption. We're supposed to be going into the delivery ward next week. We're supposed to do it this week, but we need to do our sanitary exam. So we've seen cases in pediatrics that I didn't see in the UK. Or in the Ukraine, we saw juvenile arthritis, SLE patient. We saw all kinds of patients with deficiency in growth hormone. Just the variety of patients you see, it's second to none. And that's what people should be looking at, the clinical experience. So let me move on to the next experience. Did you receive your transcript? Well, I've already answered that question. They're coming, and you can start at the university anyway, even though you don't have transcripts. Looking at the curriculum of the University of Nice, I can see that some modules that I have already done in fourth year in Ukraine will be covered in fifth year in Nice University. Would I have to repeat those modules? No, you get credit. So what they do is look at your transcripts, and for courses that you've already done, you'll get credit for those courses already. So that's what they're doing for all the students that transfer. If you've already done the exam in that area, you don't have to repeat it. So they just need to look at your transcripts and compare. So they don't make you sit the same exam, especially the MedLink students don't have to sit the same exam that they've already done. So would I have to repeat these subjects? No. Are you equipped to learn the language? Well, most people speak English. So the young patients speak English. Most of the older people speak English, the older generation, German, Russian, but they can still speak a little bit of English. And if not, Google Translate, you know, it's so easy. I've not had a problem here. I've been to Serbia even before I came now quite a few times, and I've never had a problem with getting by or going shopping or anything. There's always someone that can help you. And like I said, like all the youngsters speak English, it's fine. What are the girls like? Are they into ethics? What are the girls like? I don't know about that one. Yes, I'm a British student. There are libraries in the city. There's a library at the university, and yes, there's a library at the city. It's a university town. So there's loads of students here. So I don't know if you imagine any university town in the world, there's facilities for students everywhere. That's what's nice about it here. That vibe, that hustle bustle, there's lots going on. There's a nightlife here, there's shopping, which I love to do. There's gyms everywhere. They're very into sports here. There's a football stadium, there's fitness studios, CrossFit, everything going on. So that's not gonna be a problem for anyone. I think people enjoy it. The food's amazing. Do you do clinical work on patients? Yes, we've done clinical exam on patients, even in occupational health. So we've already done respiratory, cardiovascular exam. In the pediatrics, we've done abdo exam. And the more you go on and you've done all your sanitary exam, they'll let you do more. But as a requirement of law, you need to do just some documentation, as they would do in any other hospital in the UK. You need to do documentation before you actually can put your hands on patients in the hospital itself. But in occupational health, we've already started to do those exams on live patients, which is very important. The transfer was very easy. This was a question from, was the transfer from easy? It was very easy. MedLinks did everything. They sorted everything and said, just get there. Get yourself started in the morning and everything will be fine. And we got there and everything was fine. The administration staff here are second to none. They helped me get my apartment, which I love, very modern. They helped us do paperwork. They helped us with everything. We got driven to class sometimes and shown when the class was. I mean, it was just so helpful. It was amazing. How did you pay for transfer? How much did you pay for? You pay the fee that the normal fee that MedLinks asked for transfer. So I paid normal fee. Have you done any rotation placements in previous years? Yes, I've done loads of placements in the UK, which I loved. And like I said, if the placements here were nothing like UK, I wouldn't like it. But because I've had the experience of UK and actually abroad, I can't complain about the rotations here. Also, teachers here have done collaborations with a lot of doctors in the UK, which I think is very important because that you can tap into those connections. So our pediatrics lead, who is fantastic, she actually was at Great Ormond Street and she worked with one of the top professors there, and she collabs with someone in Liverpool. So her English is second to none. This weekend she's gone to a conference in Denmark. So she's very international. She gets the UK system because she worked in the UK system. And so I have no problem with the clinical teaching here. They're very knowledgeable. Notes, more of a question for MedLink, but will we still be able to transfer to Nice if we need to in the future? Yeah, if we are currently hoping to continue at Dnipro, but doing our current next year rotations in the UK, I think the best thing to do is to rotate, to transfer as early as possible, but I'm sure MedLinks will help you with any route that you want to take. But you'd have to ask them
directly. Let me just clarify, Emma. All of this information that we're sharing with you guys is based on an arrangement that we made because of the war. We don't know in the future if they will be as flexible, as relaxed, as permitting so much, as you can see, so much flexibility. We will see. Maybe they will be accepting of it, maybe not. But we don't have so much spaces at the moment. And at the moment, we've organized this arrangement like Emma and Shinga have gone through. Anyway, carry on, Emma.
Is there a MedLink office in Nice? It's opening. So all students will be supported by a MedLinks team, and there will be an office here on site. And anyway, as you come, even when you come now, there are people that are they're supporting. There's the admin staff, there's other students. Other students picked us up from the airport. So don't worry about anything. If you need to find out about apartments, if you need to find about food places, where to buy your scrubs, stethoscope and other equipment, don't worry about it. I bought everything here. I didn't bring anything with me. It was that last minute, you know, and so I bought everything here and it was very cheap, so can't complain. For example, what exams are required to complete the degree? You have to do exams. So for me, if there's neonatology in pediatrics, you'd have to do an exam in neonatology, and it could be oral or it could be on paper, but you know, they teach you what you need to know, but you have to do exams. But if you've done it, like I said, if you've been accredited for those exams in Ukraine, you don't have to repeat, which is very important, and which was very important to me. I didn't want to repeat stuff that I've already done. But I don't mind going to classes and reviewing other stuff. And as I get ready for PLAB, I don't mind reviewing stuff, but no, you don't have to repeat exams. There's a national exam, but you don't sit it. You sit the exam of your country. Someone's asking about national standardized exams. You sit the exam of your country, and the last exam here on 6 year is more to do with a research project and some oral questions. So you do your subject exams, and then the last final thing is a project, a research project on the wide variety of pathologies or subjects that are within medicine. So you sit down with your tutor and they let you know what that will be, and that culminates in the end of your degree. And the graduation ceremony, as long as you've passed all your exams, happens thereafter. So we saw some graduation ceremonies going on when we were here. Another one. Did you have to do an entrance exam? MedLinks have made a deal with the university, so the people that are transferring do not need to do an entrance exam. So I was quite happy with that. Is there a students' union? Yep, there is a students' union here. For the international students, I don't know how brilliant it is because I've just got here, but there is definitely student unions here and quite a few of them. If we're finishing fourth year at DM, we can't start from fifth year at Serbia. Yes, you can. Yes, you can start from the fifth. If you finish fourth year, you start from the fifth year. Academically, as long as you've passed, but the exams that you haven't passed, you need to pass in Serbia. Okay, so if you haven't passed any exams in Ukraine that you need to pass here, for example, one anatomy class, you may have failed one anatomy class, they would like you to fulfill that exam in this country. No, we're not part of the first batch of British students because there were some British students before us. Or there was an Irish student. There's students from India here, that, but and Europeans here. So maybe not the first British, but there's more and more coming. Part of the first British batch. First British batch from Ukraine, if that's what you mean. We are one of the first from Ukraine, but there are from Europe, as I said, Germany, Serbia, Greece, and other countries, Finland, the Nordic countries, but we are the first from Dnipro. How many UK students are there? I don't know the exact number of students, but There's a few, not many. They're mostly from Europe, as in, like I said, Germany, the mainland European countries, and other countries around the world. Why did you pick Serbia and not Georgia? Well, I've been to Serbia multiple occasions. I think I said that at the beginning, and I loved Serbia. I've got a lot of Serbian friends. And so I knew what a nice country it was. So that's why I came here. It was a no-brainer. And it was next to Greece and next to Sofia. So I love Greece. So I can take trips to Greece. And I like Bulgaria. I've been there many times. So that's why I picked it here. And the university is amazing. So that's why I decided it was really a no-brainer. And I didn't want to really be next to Russia. That's why I didn't go to Georgia. And also the transfer criteria, they've been very good to Medlinks. And the deal that Medlinks made with Serbia, the university, the faculty here is amazing. So can't complain. They're really trying to help the Ukrainian students. So really no brainer. How long did it take to set up emails and logins for portals? Well, they're doing that now. So we're doing all our emails and logins now, so it doesn't take long at all. They've already got the system set up. You just, when you get here, I think you hand in your email and then they start getting you into the system, and it's not long at all. It's more organized here. That's what I would say to you. So think how Ukraine was. It's more organized. It's the university is, you know, a few meters away from the hospital. It's how it should be. It's a university hospital, you know. It's a med school linked to a it's a medical facility, a hospital linked to a university. That is a teaching hospital. That's important for GMC as well, by the way. This is what they like. They like students to go to these teaching hospitals and universities. So that's another reason why I liked it, because all the doctors that we've been with so far have graduated from that hospital. They've worked abroad, they've been abroad, they've done training abroad. Very important to me. Have you heard of any UK graduates from the university? I've just got here, so no, but I know that the doctors have worked in the UK, so that is not a problem. And our head of pediatrics, that she got offered multiple roles in the UK, so when you meet her, you'll understand she's fabulous. And there's other doctors here that you'll meet. I mean, second to none. You said you engage with patients. Will this be in English or must you learn the language? Well, basically the younger patients speak English. So if you you can speak to them in English, but most of it will be, if the patient interaction, it will be in Serbian, but the doctor speaks in English to you and explains. So you get, it's not like you don't understand anything. They will literally teach you as you go. And like yesterday when we were in clinics, the 16-year-old boy, he spoke perfect English, you know. So, yeah, and the little boy went into a cancer oncology ward. The little boy, he was, I think, 9, and he had a plastic anemia. He spoke English. So they generally speak English, just so don't be shy to try and converse in English. They don't mind. How many people in the class? At the moment, we have 4 in our fifth year class. In the fourth year, a lot more, and in the third, even more. So in the third year, there's a lot of more students, more international students. Do you have to do an entrance exam? As I said, you don't have to do an entrance exam because Medlinks have made a deal that all students that are coming from Ukraine don't have to do it. And that's my questions, I think. Is it for time for Shinga?
Yeah, thank you, Emma. Wow, okay, you're very fast. Very good. Shinga, are you okay to do some more questions? We're troubling you guys. I know there's over 120 questions left. I'm very sorry. We'll do a little bit more and then we'll close off. I think that gives an idea for students. Shinga, are you there?
He has to unmute himself. If not, I'll go ahead and keep on answering the questions.
Emma, if you do that, I will call Shinga myself.
Okay, right. Okay, good. So are there opportunities to do placements abroad, or do they have to be done at the university? I think most of the, it depends on your year, I guess, but I think initially they want to see you at the university. They want to make sure that they know who you are. But I think MedLinks are going to arrange things and see how that works. But in general, it's face-to-face. So, and you'll be happy. I mean, the teaching, like I said, is second to none. So, hello? This, the teaching second to none. So I enjoy being here. Do you get many Tinder matches? What a question.
I'm very sorry about this. Guys, we are all future doctors here. Please take it seriously. If you're here to joke around, then you can leave the meeting. Some people are here to get information. Carry on, Emma. Sorry about this.
Earliest and latest class times. Well, we start at 8, and our latest class we've had was not really, it was a surgery class. So we did a breast surgery class and saw a woman with a total mastectomy, and that was at 6 p.m. So, but it wasn't all day, so we had a break, and then at 6 p.m. we went to the A&E and we saw the surgery guy, and he gave us a lesson in breast oncology, the localization of how they localize the cancer with the radioactive dye and then the probe, and that was at 6 p.m. It was an interesting class. I mean, it was amazing. And remember, we're 1 hour ahead, so that was like 5 o'clock. It was fine. What if you don't have transcripts from DMI? Was already said, it doesn't matter. They, MedLinks have made that deal, that and they're really understanding here about the war. Like they completely understand, and they want to help students as much as possible. So they are taking students in without their transcripts. And DMI, MedLinks will sort this out. You don't have to learn the language, but they do offer the language classes. It's a course totally in English. And they're developing the course even more and more. So they expect to be taking in more and more foreign students. It's a course totally done in English. And the teachers speak English, so and the staff speak English, so don't worry about language. But it would be nice for you to speak, you know, pick up some words. Thank you, good day, you know, and you'd want to, just out of respect for the people here, to pick up some language. And like I said, there are language classes that you can take. It's up to you, or you don't have to take. So how does it work with class and groups? Well, they'll split everybody into their different class and groups. So anatomy will have various groups, like, so if you're in a third year and there's some, but they're doing a timetable now. So we, depending on how many students could go, there'll be a timetable of, and put you into groups, probably like Dnipro did. There'll be group 1, 2, 3, just depends how many students, because it's better to have smaller groups than bigger groups. They do like smaller groups here. So they'll probably split people into small groups so they can do thorough teaching. Do you have a group leader? Not in my year, but maybe in your year you'll have it, a group leader. You can discuss that between yourselves. They're very open to all of that in the admin here. Also, how big are the groups? People keep asking about the groups. The groups are not massive. There are a lot of students and they split them into smaller groups. That's what's generally done in most schools. How did you travel to Niš? I went to Vienna, Niš. And so it was about 4 hours 25 in total with the transfer and stuff. You can go other ways. Some people have flown to Sofia and taken, which is a direct flight, and taken a cab across. I think it's about 100 and something euros. Some people flew to Belgrade and then took another plane to Niš. There's so many different routes. All you have to do is Skyscanner London to Niš, or wherever you're coming from, Ireland to Niš, and you can choose your route. But it wasn't hard at all. Can someone do the last year, 6 year placement elsewhere? in another country like UK? Well, I'm not sure about that yet. I haven't asked. I'm going to do it here simply because it's an internship year. That means that afterwards I can go straight to FY2 for a training position. So I will not be doing it in the UK. I'll do it here. And I'm happy to do it here. But you can always speak about it to the administrators here. But in general, I'll be staying here happily. What about clinical rotations? Your clinical rotations are here in the hospital. Hospitals across the road, literally, they have a new hospital built. It took 2 years to build. Amazing. It's across the road from the university. And the older hospital is also just across the road. So like any other university hospital teaching, it's couldn't be closer. You, from the university to the hospital, across the road. I mean, they're basically next to each other, but you know, it's so close. So you've got rotations here. You've got, you see doctors. We've hit the ground running. As soon as we came here, it was rotations, which I love because I like that patient contact more than just theory. As a doctor, you need to know how to handle patients, how to be around patients, how to auscult, how to palpate. You need all those techniques, and that's what I like here. They get you to do it, and that's what's important. How far are the hospitals from campus? Like I said, across the road, so not even a minute. So you're just literally over the road, over the zebra crossing. Language barrier, there is not a language barrier. Most people speak English. So, and if you have a really problem with someone, like an older person that doesn't speak English, Google Translate. It is no problem. Do you have to travel to different locations for different classes? Not really. For one class we did, we had to, for occupational health we did. We traveled to a different medical site, but it wasn't far away. Nothing's far away. And taxis cost like £1, £2. You know, it's really like getting a bus and less than getting a bus in the UK. The city is better than Dnipro here, so there's lots of malls, Delta Mall, there's Forum Mall, there's malls everywhere, there's H&M, there has to be an H&M. There's sports shops, Nike, McDonald's, KFC, it's more vibrant here, it's more modern. So you'll like it here more than Dnipro, I think, just simply because it's modern. And it has all the shops you'd expect to find in any other city, really. What is the transport like? There's buses and taxis. Most of the students take taxis. There are buses. I think students take taxis because they cost the same as taking the bus in the UK. There's buses everywhere, though. If you like getting on the bus. Everything's close, though. No one really gets on the bus. Everyone walks. It's close, 20 minutes here, 10 minutes there. I haven't been on a bus. Unless I've got big loads of shopping, which I've been doing, that's the only reason why I'd get in a cab. But that's it. As a current fourth year, we are finishing up fourth year here at DMI. Are we able to transfer to fifth year in Nice? Yes. As long as you have those credits and you've passed your exams, you can go into fifth year. All they do is a direct translation of your grades that you've got in Dnipro. So if you've passed, you've passed. They don't take it away from you. So you don't have to repeat or anything. As long as you pass, you go straight into fifth in October. Do we lose a semester? You do not. Unless you've, and also they give you chances. It's different in Dnipro. They got exam, rolling exams. So if you don't do well in the June exams, you can do it in July. You've got August and September. So they give you chances to pass. It's a bit more like British system, okay? You get a chance. They don't want people to fail. They want you to pass, so they give you chances to pass, and they don't hold you back a year. But if you don't pass your exams so if you're in fourth and you don't pass all your exams in fifth year, you still have to do those exams. They don't hold you back a year, which I think is very nice and very important. Mm-hmm. But they do give you chances. They keep on making you do the exams until you pass. Mm-hmm. How were you able to get your transcripts? Okay, we've already answered that. did you receive, no, everyone's asking about transcripts, but if someone's just joined, like I said before, MedLinks are handling all of that, and you're allowed to start without your transcripts. And MedLinks know where you are in your study, so they can directly speak to the administration staff and answer any questions. So you, as a student, that's not your worry, that's MedLinks' worry. All you need to do is come do your studies and get on with it. So the format of the assessment, I don't know quite know what that means, but in terms of exams, you do a normal exam. So if you've got if we're doing, for example, surgery exam, and you just do oral, if there's a clinical component to it, you do an oral exam, and they give you questions. So they give you the questions that you need to know, and they say you need to revise this and know this. And so that's it's basically like you do any other assessment. So can you get direct flights? There are no direct flights to Nish, but you can get connecting flights very easily. Or if you don't want to go on many flights, like I said, some of the students go to Sofia and then they take a cab across, which is because it's not that far. How are you finding the studies harder or easier than Ukraine? Medicine, is it hard? Medicine's about studying a subject and understanding, and I think medicine's medicine in any country. So I don't find it hard. I just think that you need to learn what you need to learn, and that's it. And me personally, I don't find studying hard. I find it interesting. So you've got, if someone tells you a case study about, for example, JAA, it's the same thing for every case. You need to know the pathology. You need to know the physiology. You know, to know treatment. What's the next steps? That's what medicine's about, and I enjoy that. So do I find it hard? No, I find it interesting. So you're going to be a doctor. So there's a lot of study, but no, I don't find it hard. If I finish third year, can I go straight into fourth year? If you finish all your exams, they take you straight into fourth year. Anyone that has done their exams are meant to be in fifth year or fourth year or third year in October, goes into that year. You know, it's all about your exams. Have you passed? And MedLink's the one that will sort this out for you. Are there any restrictions? Oh, in the hospital, you wear masks. So, I mean, same in the UK, you have to wear masks on the, not in the teaching areas of the hospital. So there's some teaching areas, but you do wear masks in the hospital, especially on wards, for example, where there's children with oncology or adults with oncology, you'd have to wear masks. But in general, we wear masks. Without the transcript, how do they decide where you start? You start where you finished in DMI. So MedLinks will know where you are in your studies. And so once your transcripts comes, it would just be confirmed by the transcripts. Student union, yes. I haven't been involved in a student union, but they do have student unions here. So, and for the students that are coming, you can always make a student union for the British students that are here, or the DMI students that are coming. I mean, they're very open here. That's what I like. Have you actually seen your transcript? Transcripts are coming, like I said. And people shouldn't worry so much about that. What they should worry about is getting their studies done and becoming a doctor. How long does it take? Oh, there's so many about the same question. All right, any practical exams? Yes, there's practical exams. More to do with, for example, we said occupational health. So you, at the moment we're doing in occupational health, it's about people and are they fit to work, fit to practice. So we're
Sorry about that, Emma. Are you back with us? Uh,
Shinga, are you able to take?
Hello.
I think you're back. Sorry about that. Yes,
but Shinga, go for it. Shinga, if you want.
Yeah, Shinga, we've exhausted Emma. Do you know where we are with the questions?
I believe she was, give me 1 second. She was talking about the clinical practical exams.
Practical exams like OSCEs. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I can see that question. Were you a graduate entry medical student before transferring to Nice? I was in my final year, and because of the whole situation, I was unable to graduate. So I transferred to Serbia. What is the latest deadline to join for fifth year semester? I think
for the fifth year second semester, it will be next week, Wednesday, is the latest time to arrive. Fifth year second semester.
Okay. Will the final transcript just show as a graduate from one university, or will it show from Dnipro? You can speak to Medlink, and they'll give you all the details for that. Can you repeat the subject?
Yes, sorry, Shinga. Yes, it does show. Yes, of course, the final semester transcript from Nish will show that you studied in Dnipro a little bit and studied in Nish a little bit. And some students also always ask, is this accepted by the GMC to transfer, Shinga? What do you think?
Yeah, it definitely is.
From a war zone? Yes, of course. Yes.
It's accepted. Good point, Emma. But a lot of students ask us, this is why I ask you guys.
Oh, right, yeah, it's on the circumstances and definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I just want to add also that, sorry, Shinga. No, I just want to add that we were, as you all know, we were in discussion with the Medical Schools Council, and they themselves were telling us, please help the students transfer somewhere else because we cannot take them in the UK. We just cannot help them or take them into medical universities in the UK. You all know this. You all emailed medical schools. The chief executive of this Medical Schools Council were telling us this, and she works with the GMC very closely. She was saying, transfer them. We said, we have Georgia, we have Serbia. She said, fine, take them there to the students to help them, because she was seeing how helpless the students were. Another question, Shinga, that you were you saw that I think was missed was about safety. Is it safe in Serbia?
Oh, it's 100% safe. You shouldn't be worried about them for your safety. It's much more safe than Ukraine.
Hello. I think you can we keep on answering?
Yeah, I may as well. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, perfect. I won't interrupt you again. Sorry about this.
Okay, no
problem. Shinga, are you with us? This new Zoom version is a real difficult pain, isn't it? Okay, carry on.
Okay. We just spoke about that. Will the final transcript just show it? Oh, you've done that. Can you repeat the subject even if you have done it before or want to improve the marks? Essentially, if you've completed the subject, then you're going to get the credits, and that's what's most important, is getting the credits for the subject and proving that you've completed the subject. Are you going to be next, Anna? I don't understand that. Do we have access to all facilities that the Serbian students have access to? Yes, you do. What's the nationality of the majority of the medicine course? Is there a lot of British students? As for the nationality, it's divided into the section for the Serbians and then the section for foreign students. For the foreign students, there's quite a lot of mixtures of British students, Greek students from Greece, Jordan. So there's quite a lot of mixture. But then hopefully there's going to be more British students that are going to be coming. Yeah. What if they are failed or missing subjects in your transcript after transfer? How will this affect going into sixth year? It's a very good question, because that I was in that situation where I wasn't able to, there's some subjects that were missing. And luckily enough, what they said is that if you've got subjects that are missing and need to be done, you can have the opportunity to finish these subjects in Nice. So you won't really be worried. You won't have a problem with that, because by the time you get into the sixth year, you would have sorted out any previous depth of academic depths that you have. Is it easy to find halal food and meat? It is easy to find meat, but then for halal food, I'll be honest, I'm not too sure. I studied in China. Any chances I can join the 5-year in Serbia? Many thanks. If you have your transcripts and working with Medlink, I think it's possible. Do they have a program to allow students in clinic years to spend a year in their home country doing rotations? Ideally, it will be better to do the rotations whilst you're in Serbia, but I'm not too sure whether they will allow you to do your rotations elsewhere. Is there on-ground support from Medlink? Do they have a physical office? There is on-ground support, and they're literally building their office in the university. So yeah, that's it. How much is the tuition fees per year, and what's the transfer fee? 3,000? Yes, transfer fee is 3,000, and tuition is 5,500 euros a year. What's normal fee? I just said that. How far away is the university from the airport? How many flights do you have to take to get to Nice? I'll say the distance between the airport and the university is maybe, I'll say about 15 to 20 minutes maximum. And usually traveling, there's quite a lot of options. So people tend to go from UK to Austria, Vienna Airport, and then from Vienna Airport directly into Nice. Or some people go from UK to Italy, then indirectly to Nice. But unfortunately, there's no direct flight from the UK to Nice. How much of the two? Answer that. Is there transfer to fourth year guaranteed to finish third year in DMI, or is it closely solely based on credits we've done? If you finish your third year, then you'll be able to enter your fourth year. Do you have to sit medical entrance exam? Medlink have made a deal with the university that anyone who's coming from Ukraine and is working with Medlink will not have to write the entrance exam, so you shouldn't worry about that. How is teaching delivered? Books, PowerPoints or printed notes are given? Well, the teaching, you will be provided an online platform where there's going to be lectures and different PowerPoints, but then usually the teaching, they will physically give you all the information that you need to know. And especially when you're in clinics, you'll be with your notepad, so you'll be taking notes, and you can go onto the school website and access more information. I'll ignore that question. Do we get our degree, GCSE, A-level certificates back when we transfer? I'm not too sure about that question. Emma, do you want to answer this one?
At the moment, we cannot access those because they are stuck with the university in Ukraine. There's no couriers operating at the moment. As soon as there are, then we will try to retrieve them and pass them on to the students. However, we are using scans at the moment. The students have sent us previously via email to get the students in. The main thing is the university understands the documents are not available, so we are getting students in, and then within 6 months providing them. Carry on, Nashia.
Okay,
Hi, I'm from I'm fourth year of dentistry. I live in Canada now, and I would like to know if there's a transfer to University of Niche, and if I finish where there my study, when I come back to Canada, they will accept me for equivalency. I believe so. Once you start your complete your fourth year, fifth year, sixth year, and then you take your degree back to Canada, I don't think there should be an issue with that.
Can I jump in and say I definitely think there's no. If you just look on the World Health Organization of universities, it shows you, which I've already looked at, it shows you that it's accepted in Canada, the degree. So if you just look, I mean, there's websites, if you just look at what the university and the history of the university, you'll probably see it there. So just look at that website. Okay, sorry, Shinga, go for it.
Question for Osman, if I finish my third year with the DMI, can I come into fourth year in October?
Yes, as long as we have places, it's based on a first come, first serve basis because of the limitation in spaces. The university did not account for a war to happen, so they did not have so many spare places. However, we've created and worked with them to have these spare places based on a first come, first serve basis.
Okay, and what happens if you don't receive the transcript? Can you graduate?
We will for sure get the transcript within 6 months. I am 100% sure, and this is our responsibility and this is our problem, not yours. You just go study and leave that for us to worry about and to make sure that it does get sorted from our end, because we know the university eventually, once they have the capacity, they will make transcript.
Okay. Did you transfer directly into the sixth year? No, what the idea was to enter my fifth year second semester and complete anything that any subjects that's required to finish, and then I'll be able to enter into my sixth year in October. So that is the plan that I am currently doing right now. I am currently in year three in Dnipro. I would like to continue with Dnipro in year four. Is it then possible to join Nice in year five? I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Because of the situation that's happening right now, this is why we've been allowed to transfer into Niche. So the circumstances are quite peculiar. So it's not a guarantee that you can transfer into your fifth year. Once you've completed your fourth year in Dnipro, it's not a guarantee. Would we get hold of our previous degree certificate? Already answered that. Did you open a Serbian bank account? No, I didn't open a Serbian bank account. You can use your card, or there's different ways of receiving money. There's MoneyGram and Western Union.
Can I jump in and say, when you get your residency card here, because you all get residency cards, you can open a bank account. So it's similar to, I would say, Ukraine or anywhere in the world, to be honest. As soon as you get your residency, so we're going to do it now. We're going through that process. I went to the bank on Wednesday, I believe, and I wanted to open a bank. And so I went with my landlord who took me there and to see if I could open a bank account. And they said, you can open a bank account as soon as your residency card comes. So we all go to, like, you know, when you went to the government office and you got that, your card, your ID card, as soon as you get those, you can open a bank account. So, but like Shinga said, there's Western Union, MoneyGram and all kinds of places where you get your money. So it's not really a problem.
Yeah, thanks guys. And also to add on top of that, there's Revolut, there's TransferWise, Bonzo, all these cards, they all work. Whatever bank card you have, you can pull out money through the ATM, just like you did in Ukraine.
Yep, definitely.
That's until we help you with the residence permit, which is a little bit complicated, but that's what we're there for. And then once that's done, you can open a Serbian normal high street bank
Continue. Was that it?
Yeah, sure. Just a few more questions. Are they group leaders? No, they are not any group leaders. Many people want to know, those who have studied physiotherapy, nursing, psychology, if they were to transfer without doing CROC 1, they would miss certain topics such as anatomy, biochemistry. Is there something Osman can answer?
Sure.
Yes, so the students that finish year 3 will be able to go into year 4. CROC is not counted in Serbia in this occasion specifically. For this time, for the time being, it's not going to be counted. Maybe in 1-2 years, once there's no war, nobody knows. But for now, you can transfer without having to sit the CROC. And that's what we've organized with the university.
Will the students be put in groups similar to Ukraine? I don't really understand what you mean, put into similar groups. Can you answer this one, Emma?
You get put into groups that they decide here. It's you're not going to be, if that's what you're answering, you're not going to be put in exactly the same groups if you're in Ukraine, but you'll be put into groups as they would do it in this university. So yeah, just depends how many students are coming. Yeah.
If you're transferring with your friends, to add to what Emma's saying, if you're transferring with your friends, yeah, of course, there's a possibility for you to ask to be in the same group as your friends in the same year. But yeah, it's not the same university, so you can't expect the same groups. Depends on your friends who are transferring.
Okay. Were you a graduate entry medical student before transferring? Yes, I was. Do MedLink provide you with medical insurance?
You buy your own medical insurance anywhere in the world. Whatever hospital you go to, you can buy your own medical insurance. But here, you do a sanitary exam, which is a government requirement. That's what allows you to work with the patients. But in terms of medical insurance, when you're in this country, you can just buy that on any website that offers medical insurance to students abroad. That's how I did it. I'm sure anyone can do the same thing.
Yeah. What is the racism like in Serbia? I have not experienced any form of racism in Serbia. Nothing of that. Nothing like it. Nothing at all. People have been extremely nice and friendly, and I'm usually someone who's kind of paranoid because of my previous experiences, but then I'm actually pretty surprised that there's actually people who are generally nice and they don't have any sort of scapegoats, prejudiced thoughts or anything like that. So in terms of any racist behaviors, you're not going to see any of that or experience any of that.
I haven't had any experience of racism here. And I've been to Serbia on multiple occasions. So never experienced it in Serbia. So
yeah, definitely.
I don't think anyone, not at all. So that was the last question, I think.
Well, there are 51 more, let's call it a day. You guys, we've exhausted you guys. Thank you so much for answering these questions. And I'm sorry we can't answer all the questions on this webinar. But I encourage you guys to contact MedLink students and we'll try to answer every single question we can. You can always, you have an advisor, you can come to our website and just inquire and we'll try to answer everything that you have a question for. But thank you, Shinga and Emma. You've been very patient, you persevered through this. Thank you so much for answering all these questions.
If there's any other questions, if there's any other questions, just ask Osman, and we'll be happy to write it or send the answers to Osman. Yeah.
Brilliant. Definitely, yeah. All right, good luck in your studies in Niš, and hopefully some of the students that are on this listening to you guys have been inspired as well to do what you've done and continue their journey in medicine.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take
Bye.
Care.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you for joining.
You too. Bye.